Hey, Patrick, it's Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet here. Nice mustache. You and the rest of the players in the NHL have a significant challenge ahead in getting ready for the playoff hockey in such a short time, but at the same time not pushing too hard to the point of injury. How heavily does the specter of injury weigh on your mind, and do you approach this camp any differently than a typical camp because of that worry?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just try to prepare for the playoffs, and just if you worry about injuries and that kind of stuff on the ice, it's just going to slow you down. So it's just try not to think out there, and just try to get ready for games, and getting that game shape back, and just try to work hard every day.
Your coach has said that there may be no team in the NHL that you have less of a reliable pre-scout on than the Flames. I'm wondering about the advantages and disadvantages of that. Like, you've taken a lot of strides as a player this season. Can a player like you exploit the Flames, who have only seen you in an outdoor game this year?
I don't think we're going to worry too much about the Flames. I think we're just going to play our game, and it's going to be different hockey, but we're all in the same boat, and just try to worry about what we're going to do out there and not worry too much about what they're going to do. So that's the way we're going to be successful.
Through the first 2 days of camp, it looked like your coach was kind of holding the horses back and let you go a little bit today, picked up the intensity. What did it feel like to kind of hold back those first 2 days and maybe release a little bit today?
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I think couple of days were just kind of, getting used to skating again, and guys haven't been able to skate much during the summer, so I think that's been good for us, so we can go hard the next couple of weeks, and it was a good sweat out there today, and hopefully going to go a little bit harder tomorrow.
Hey, Patrick. Tim Campbell, NHL.com. Coming into this long season, you were asking for more responsibility and more ice time. How do you feel about how that's gone, and did you get what you wanted?
Yeah, it's been pretty good season. All the stats and ice times have been up, but always looking for more responsibilities and try to be worth it. And I think I've been able to show everybody that I'm capable of playing top minutes and against top players. So, hopefully going to get more responsibilities in the future, and, just try to be worth it.
So just before the pause, I mean, at the trade deadline, your team added Cody Eakin, who's turned into your center. Your thoughts about changing centers and having played a little bit with Cody so far?
No, he's a great player. I think he was a good addition, something we definitely needed since Lidzi's been out. So that was great for us, and he's been in some winning teams, so that's good for us. And he's a good smart player. He's good with the puck, and kind of he's reliable on both ends of the ice. So he's good to play with.
Patty, can you walk us through what it was like for you coming back into Winnipeg? Take us through a bit of an idea as to what you had to go through.
It was kind of the same long flights as it always is. Just all the Finnish guys took a private jet to New York, and then from there to Minneapolis, where I skated for a couple of days, and then a drive to Winnipeg and quarantined for a couple of weeks, and now we're here skating. So that's been good so far.
What's this camp been like for you compared to prior ones, where obviously social distancing is important and you want to make sure you're keeping yourself safe? When you're not at the rink doing hockey, how do you kind of keep yourself busy, and is it different from what you've kind of gone through the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, last year I didn't have training camp, so that's kind of more fun this year. It's been obviously different since, you gotta keep the social distances and wear the mask all the time. So it's kind of weird and different than we've used to, but it's obviously try to take care of each other and you know, try to be safe, and you know, always our health issues and things go first, and then there's just hockey. So these are more important things.
What's your handicap at right now?
It's about 5. Been playing pretty well, except yesterday. But overall, it's been pretty good.
Appreciate it.
Patrick, Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca. What's it like to have the Olympic participation back available to NHLers as someone who has loved suiting up for his country in the past?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I haven't been able to go to the Olympics yet, so that was definitely great news. And yeah, that's already exciting for me, and obviously for everybody as well. So yeah, looking forward to that tournament for sure, if I make the team then.
Have you thought about what it would mean to you, and having had success for your country before, what it would mean to play at the Olympic level?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, that's you know, that's the dream, to play in the Olympics. It doesn't matter which sport are you doing. So obviously, been the world champs once, done all the world juniors and stuff. So that would be kind of the next step in the Finnish jersey. So that would be pretty sweet.
How about you? What was it like to ramp things up a little bit more today and have the intensity kind of rise and get to some of those battle drills and things like that?
No, it was good. Yeah, kind of first couple of days, it was kind of, you know, just try to get back to speed and doing those 5-on-0 drills. And today kind of a little bit 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s. So that was definitely better, and try to get that intensity back. And, you know, just try to build our game and a little bit more battles into our practice. So I liked it.
Last one. What are some of the keys to shaking off the rust when you've been on the ice for a longer stretch of time than usual?
I think it's just try to work hard. I mean, you know, obviously we got to get our legs and hands back, but I think it's just try to get up and down as quick as we can, and you know, touch as many pucks as we can, but at the same time be determined, and just try to practice the way we want to play in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Hi, Patrick. It's Paul Friesen at The Sun. How'd you handle the pandemic back home as far as skating, boredom, stress?
Yeah, well, we weren't allowed to, we didn't have ice until like the last couple of weeks before I came here. So I didn't skate much. And otherwise we closed like the city borders pretty early. So we kind of slowed down, and I think that was well done from the government. And but other than that, it was pretty good. Like we didn't have too many cases and that kind of stuff, so it was pretty good over there.
How stressful was it traveling and passing through the U.S. where things haven't been as smooth?
Yeah, well, it's always kind of stressful, since there's a lot of cases all over the world, and you gotta go through airports where you meet a lot of people, and so it's always kind of stressful. But it went pretty well without issues, so that was good.
Easy decision to come back and play?
Yeah, always. I still always you want to think of, well, what's good for you, and is it safe, and is there anything dangerous or that kind of stuff. But it was an easy decision for me to come and play.
Hey, Patrick, Josh Clipperton here with the Canadian Press. I'm just wondering, you joked with us back in the spring that your game might look terrible score after such a long break. I'm just wondering where you think you're at.
Still kind of far away. Yeah, it's kind of hard to see myself playing playoff hockey in 2 weeks, but just try to make the most out of it, and try to be as well prepared as I and as we can, and you know, just try to work hard these next couple of weeks, so we'll be ready when the puck drops.
Heading into this season, I know it seems like a 10 years ago probably, but what were some of the things that you identified that you wanted to get better in?
I think it's just, well, you always want to get better at everything you're doing, but I think just try to add some consistency and not I think the difference between a bad night and a good night is just that gap. Just try to get that a little bit smaller. And just try to get that overall game in a better shape. And I think those were the things I was looking for.
And just finally, just sort of piggybacking off Ken's question about the Olympics, how important was it, apart from, you know, getting to play in the Olympics, to the players in terms of growing the game and continuing to grow it on the biggest stage to be in those Olympic games?
No, I think it's great to, in the Olympics, there's always the best athletes available. So that's great that hockey's going to be a part of it now and have all the best players in the same rink. So that's going to be good for the game. And hopefully grow the game even more and expand all over the world. So I think that's a really good thing.
Patrick, Mike McIntyre from the Free Press, just to pick up on Josh's question about kind of the business side of things. How closely were you watching the developments and especially the new CBA and kind of the financial framework and what the salary cap's going to be? I mean, how much does that enter your mind, especially as a guy who signed a bridge last year and has another contract negotiation looming?
No idea. Didn't check at it at all. So I have no idea what's in there. I only saw the escrows, but that's pretty much it. Wasn't too into it.
And so that's just not something that you're really worried about. You leave it to your agent and the team and all that.
Yeah, I just work here. I don't worry about it too much.
And then I just wanted to leave you with one. We always like to give you a chance to rip on Nikolai Ehlers if the chance arises. I saw during one of the 3-on-2 drills early today, he makes a behind the back sort of no look feed to you in the slot. You buried it. Does he at least get some credit for that pass, or was that still all you?
No, that was all me. You know, you always need somebody who puts in the back of the net. The play dies if I don't score. So that's all me.
Perfect. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks.